at AlcaVision.com today.
The power to heal is yours.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Food and Drug Administration.
The Centers for Disease Control.
The Federal Trade Commission.
You see who the evildoers are?
If you don't buy health insurance, you go to jail.
I think the legislation is very fair in this respect.
Am I off the deep end here? What country have I grown up in?
This has been the most transparent administration that we have seen, perhaps in the modern era.
Things that make you go,
You want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath? No. That's not approved by the government.
Where's freedom?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty. Here's Robert Scott Bell.
Scientists are concerned about a new superbug.
The new superbug. Superbug.
A new drug-resistant superbug rears its ugly head.
Experts are calling it an infectious disease nightmare.
One scientist is calling it a time bomb.
So virulent, it resists even our strongest antibiotics.
So far, nothing has been developed to fight it.
Some say the bugs were provoked by the intrusion of humans into their natural habitat. That a live and let live policy is preferable to war with the bug.
It has already traveled thousands of kilometers to get here.
Every day, federal scientists are looking for new ways to kill bugs.
You can blow off a limb. It's still 86% combat effective.
Don't shake hands with everybody you see.
I suggest we just all stay in bed.
Scientists worry that in this highly mobile world, it will spread around the globe.
Let me tell you something.
I say kill them all!
Yeah! Okay!
Waging war on the superbugs right here on the Robert Scott Bell Radio Show. War on everything. Just like in the movie Starship Troopers. Remember that? We keep shooting bullets at the giant bugs and they keep on coming. We launch missiles and bombs. We napalm them and they adapt and keep on coming. MRSA. C. diff. Vancomycin-resistant Enterococcus bacteria, VRE, NDM-1, NDM-1, New Delhi, metallo-beta-lactamase. Genetic mutations, more on the way. Is it the end of the world as we know it? You can hear the old media, the polluted and toxic. Pharmaceutically conflicted mainstream media is playing up this superbug situation with the same global pandemic, chicken little approach that they use with avian flu and swine flu. Why? Because it plays on fear. Hopefully not your fear, because you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, but they want you to be afraid. And they want you to look for the government and the pharmaceutical industrial complex, which has purchased it, to come to the rescue and save me. Save me! We can't do it! The bugs are too big and bad! We need to throw everything we got! And even when we do, they keep on coming. This is the allopathic mindset of waging war on nature herself. And it is a failed methodology, yet they're not giving up on it. They are not giving up on it. But we are here right now, as we do every week on the Robert Scott Bell Show, to eliminate, eradicate, wipe out, with love, the fear that right now is filling the spaces of ignorance and arrogance of modern man and modern medicine. If you'd like to be a part of the show today, we can make that happen. You go to robertscottbell.com, robertscottbell.com, or you can call. Line up on the phones now, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. 5791 to be part of the Robert Scott Bell Radio Show this very day. And robertscottbell.com, if you have already signed up for email alerts, you've got what we're doing today. If not, I'll let you know a little bit more about where things will be going, because we've got a story coming up that relates to the superbugs. It's all about AIDS and the fact that the medical establishment has it dead wrong. Emphasis on dead. In fact, they're causing the deaths. Attack of the superbugs. We also have a sweet surprise today. We'll let you know about that, related to high fructose corn syrup. I've got Jonathan Wagner set up. Scott Kennedy from Pharmacy. We'll talk about a living food, whole food update. And we've got Dr. David Rasnick, the man who developed the protease inhibiting drugs that were used in AIDS, as well as Liam Sheff and Kerry Stokely, a story you do not want to miss. Why, oh why, does Anthony Fauci of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease have anything to say on this? A revolutionary new approach, okay? The antibiotics have failed. Let's go to the highest of the high, the holiest of the holiest of big pharma and big government, and listen to Tony Fauci. Go ahead.
Well, there are two ways that you address the situation of antimicrobial resistance, and that one is good hospital control, good surveillance, contact tracing, isolation, as well as, on the other side of the coin, getting a new pipeline of antibiotics that can replace the ones to which the microbe has become resistant.
Are you kidding me? Billions of dollars of taxpayer money, and Fauci comes back with what? Hey, let me ask you something. You're listening. Listen to this. Think about what caused the superbugs to begin with. What exactly is a superbug? Why should we be afraid of it? It's a bug that has become, a bacteria that's become resistant to antibiotics. And that was the thing that we were supposed to rely upon that would wipe out all fear. The mighty antibiotic was supposed to be all, end all, everything. We were going to be able to live forever. It was going to save mankind from the destruction, and has now become our worst enemy in creating the very bugs that the media, the government, the pharmaceutical industrial complex have said we are going to save you, even though we created the problem. Antibiotics for everything. Antibiotics so widely used, overused and abused that they became useless. Useless. Bombarded by antibiotics every day, whether you take them in the form of a pill or a shot or not. Prescription drugs from the doctor going across the border to Mexico and picking them up for darn near free without a script. They're in the food that has been raised with antibiotics. They're in the water we drink. And guess what, modern man, modern medical man, you, all of us, been outsmarted by tiny little bacterial organisms. They have adapted and overcome the little bug-killing missiles and napalms that we throw at them over and over. In the meantime, we become weaker and weaker. What a concept that Mother Nature may be smarter than us. Oh, how outrageous, Robert, that you would say that. We're not as smart as nature. No, those who observe nature and learn from nature, from the natural world, from creation, I would qualify that as smart, not things like Fauci. Because nature is going to continue to survive. The planet will continue to survive and adapt. The microbes will continue to survive and adapt and live no matter what we throw at it. We can kill ourselves, but the microbes are going to live on. So here we are. We're faced with a super bug that has now the ability to resist basically almost every antibiotic. And I've been covering this for years on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And it should be obvious that our leading doctors and agreed medical professionals, they must have a plan on how to beat this ominous threat. They're going to do it. They're going to come through at the last minute. It's going to be a movie. They're going to sweep down on a rope. Shoo, save us from this ominous threat. Isn't that what's supposed to happen? Isn't that what we're all waiting for? Deus ex machina? Somebody's going to beam down from the Starship Enterprise? Alien technology will save us from ourselves. They must have figured out a way to overcome and adapt. Just like the superbug, right? Man, smart. Fauci is so smart at the National Institute for Allergies and Infectious Disease, isn't he? Anthony Fauci, he went on CNN last week and offered that revolutionary strategy to save us from that superbug. And you heard it. What was the solution? What was the solution? Oh, more antibiotics. We need more money. We got to develop a new pipeline. It's the new Manhattan Project. We're going to go to the moon. We're going to save ourselves. We just need new antibiotics. The way we combat bacteria has become resistant to antibiotic use is more antibiotics. And this is the logic we're getting from one of the so-called leaders and leading institutions against infectious disease, the infectious disease science community. Fauci, the smooth criminal, you'll hear more from him next hour. He wants to try to defeat the superbug by doing the same thing that created the superbug. Any third graders out there? You moms and dads out there, you any third graders? Ask them about this. See if they can figure out that If the bacteria has learned to become resistant to the antibiotics that we have now and have developed over, you know, 50, 60, 70 years, that they'll eventually become resistant to any new antibiotic we throw at it. What do you want, to drink yourself sober, right? You go out on the weekend, party hard, I got a hangover. Oh, I'll just drink some more. Oh, look, my hangover's gone. Stress your liver, alter your terrain, more disease. And what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, what I do on the Robert Scott Bell Show, what you do with me, is we get back to the basic understanding that it is not the germ theory that is the reason that we are having this illness, that we are having microbial resistance in the antibiotic realm. It is because we have abandoned nature. We have abandoned creation. And our arrogance and our ignorance, the combination therein, personified by Anthony Fauci, is saying, if only we had more of your money, if only we had a little bit more of your technology or to develop it, we could outsmart those bugs that have outsmarted us. Because they're just microbes. What do they know? We got brains. Do you, Mr. Scarecrow? When we get back, I'm going to reveal to you the so insanely obvious and simple solution to defeating the superbugs that you're almost not going to be able to believe it, but you'll have to. The Robert Scott Bell Show is going to make history here, and we are going to turn back the tide of this terrible war against the superbug enemy that has invaded our shores. And according to the media, it's a global time bomb. Ticking, tick, 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 just waiting to get you. No, it's not. My friend, you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. This is the place where you come for nutritional sanity, the restoration of the terrain, and the restoration of the republic, the health of that, well, everybody in it. We come back. Jonathan Wagner joins me with the solution.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene need to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10. Or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Giving the pharmaceutical industry cardiac arrest.
Clear.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Me rock the health world right here on the United States of Health Talk Radio. Robert Scott Bell rocking the house, defeating the superbugs the way nature intended. You can call me, be part of the show today at 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. I promised you that with all the billions, maybe trillions of dollars stolen from the U.S. taxpayer, stolen from your kids, stolen from your grandkids to create the superbugs in the name of defeating them, that we were going to come up with a solution here, revolutionary, not like Fauci, but real, that would resolve and solve this problem, and it would be done. It would be over. And I've asked my dear friend Jonathan Wagner from ChooseToBeHealthy.com to join me on this one. Jonathan, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, thank you, Robert, for having me on, and it's great to have you on or be on at the end of the week to a really scary week of superbugs.
Yeah, it was all over the news everywhere, and then you know we had
all the way up
to the highest levels of government, and they're talking about, oh well, the solution is, yeah, I know the antibiotics caused it, but we just had better ones, stronger ones, more toxic ones, and yet we would say right here, right now, historically speaking, up to the present, the best way to restore the microbial balance is with microbes. Let the bacteria take care of the bacteria and watch the resistance go away.
It really is so simple, Robert, and I talk to folks daily that, in fact, I think I emailed you, there was a study that one of the things that came out on Reuters about the antibiotics messes up the stomach, study finds. Well, that's just as ridiculous as you can get. In fact, in one point in the article, it says, an intimate study of three women given ciprofloxacin showed a drug suppressed entire populations of beneficial bacteria. And at least one woman took 2 months to recover. Robert, I get that daily, you know, of people calling in that have been on antibiotics. And it just gets worse and worse. And finally, people are at the end of their rope, and they don't know what to do.
Yeah, in addition, as I said, it isn't just that these kids are going on antibiotics or these adults are going on it. The fact is, if they're not eating food that is, let's say, sans the antibiotics, they don't realize that coming in through many of the animal products they're eating and the water coming through loaded with these resistant microbes because they're just being used indiscriminately throughout agricultural, if we will, animal agricultural practices.
Absolutely, absolutely. In fact, I think last time we talked about the animals being overly fed antibiotics. I mean, it's about to collapse. It's starting to. I mean, I think I've heard somewhere they're going to, because of E. coli breakout in hamburger, they're now going to start putting something else to suppress the E. coli. It's wacky. I mean, it's just wacky. That's what's going on here. So it's so simple, and what folks need to understand is that as long as you have an awesome, strong immune system, it's very hard for you to be invaded by these quote-unquote superbugs.
Well, Jonathan, you know, I was raised on antibiotics, and so I know of this, and none of the doctors ever told my parents as a kid when they're giving this to let's say, replenish the healthy, the good guys that we've wiped out. They don't say it. They don't say it at all. And even today, they're lacking, even though it's becoming more part of the medical thing. Here's an antibiotic, here's a probiotic. But usually it's yogurt from cows that have been treated with antibiotics. Is that bizarre or what? Instead of looking for the good flora and the food that comes with that flora so that that reestablishing of the healthy bacteria, the seed of your immune system and digestion, is actually going to take place.
Exactly, exactly. You know, as simple as it can be said, is the flora, the friendly flora in your system, if you have it nice and strong, it adheres to the lining of your colon, folks, and it will keep the parasites from adhering. It just passes on through. But when you take antibiotics, chlorinated water, all kinds of processed foods, it just collapses eventually, and those bad superbugs, quote-unquote bad superbugs, are going to adhere.
Yeah, so it really is as simple as clearing and changing the terrain. We've talked about it over the years with your dad even for years as well, and my dear friend and our dear friend Christopher Barr talks about it, going back to Antoine Béchamp, Claude Bernard, the French physiologist, as well as Louis Pasteur before he died acknowledged what we're saying here, that it isn't the germ, it isn't the bug, it's the terrain. Yet everything the government and modern medicine throws at it is destructive of the healthy terrain. What we're trying to do is replenish the healthy terrain. I personally have done it for many years and helped many people do that with the Japanese blend that Dr. O'Hara developed, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, not because it has a trillion, billion, trillion stuff in it, but the fact that it has the form of the microbes as well as the food for it so that it situates itself and restores and replenishes the healthy gut ecology.
Exactly right. Exactly right. You know, there's lots of probiotics out there, and so many people hear misinformation that the more, the better. Incorrect. It's the stronger, the better. And Dr. Hira's probiotics, it's fermented for 3 years, so it's a fermented product. So actually when you consume that, it's encapsulated, by the way. So when you actually consume it, you're actually getting live bacterium in your gut, freeze-dried, even though they say there's tens of billions upon these good probiotics. By the time you consume them, 85% are probably gone. Nonetheless, they also have to get through your gut. And Dr. Hira's is the strongest lactic acid bacterium on the market today. In fact, one of the microbes, the TH10, has been found to be 6.25 times stronger than any lactic acid bacterium on the market today. In fact, it's killed the MRSA virus in lab.
Or the bacteria, yes. The methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus. There's actually scientific peer-reviewed published literature on the fact that the probiotics we're talking about can counter the MRSA infections, for which Anthony Fauci has no answer at the National Institute for Allergy and Infectious Disease, but we do.
Yeah, yep, we do. It's an awesome, and you know, this is why I love my job, Robert, is because, you know, it's not magic, but talking to people and, getting them on the right, straight, narrow, and I get calls back and, oh my God, my gut is so much better. My life is different now. Hmm. And that's why I just really love what I'm doing, and it's fun.
Well, you're relinquishing the fear of many people out there that listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show by being a go-to place to get the things I talk about, and I'm grateful for you, as I was for your father, in setting the stage to help so many. And those of you who don't know, you can talk to Jonathan during the week, and sometimes I'm not promising he'll pick up the phone on the weekends, but occasionally he will, at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077, choosetobehealthy.com. That's
CH. And I'd also say, Robert, I mean, we can talk and talk, but there's just a plethora of information. That's one thing that we really are proud of our website, is just a lot of information. And I tell people, don't just listen to me that it's the best probiotic out there. Well, anybody that's selling their probiotics is going to tell them it's the best one on the market.
Yeah.
Folks, do your due diligence.
Yeah, and that's what
research
I did. That's
is there. It's
yeah.
there.
Well, and that's why I'm here doing this with you as well, and the fact that my family utilizes it. I take it every night, even if I'm not having problems, as more of a preventive maintenance to keep the good flora. There are things in our environment we don't even know about, even if we do everything that we can possibly right. We've got to counteract it. So don't think just because you're not on an antibiotic that you don't need it. This is one of the essential things so that you don't drop like the flies of our fellow friends out there that haven't heard the Robert Scott Bell Show. You call Jonathan, or you go to choosetobehealthy.com, and Jonathan's at 866-424-1077. Jonathan, thank you for all the work you're doing to help my listeners.
Thank you.
All right, rocking the health world next with Scott Kennedy, talking about the whole food, living food update, and more about restoring the terrain so that you do not succumb to the MRSAs of the world, much less cancer. Be right back.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Here's Robert.
When the media, when your doctor yells super bug because you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, you no longer have to cower in fear. We are talking and taking on the super bugs all the way around and restoring the terrain, the integrity of the terrain of your body, and recognizing that the real solution, like we covered with Jonathan Wagner from ChooseToBeHealthy.com, is fighting microbes with microbes. Let them duke it out. We don't need to napalm the body with more powerful antibiotics. The antibiotics got us in this mess. And if you ever want them in a pinch to even work, you forget it, because modern medicine went haywire with them. They overused them and abused them to the point where they don't work anymore. If you do, you're lucky, okay, maybe. The best way to say it at this point. But we're losing it. And I will reference the point that I utilize silver hydrosol as well in a crisis, because it eradicates every microbe, including those that are resistant to antibiotics. Yes, that's right. No resistance to silver hydrosol. And, of course, when they talk about the moment of duh, which we were going to do with Jonathan, was the antibiotics mess up your stomach. Yes, a new study says. Can you imagine that? That I'll use silver, in fact, to heal the tissue like it's done in burn care centers, but the silver hydrosol form, to restore integrity of the tissue of the stomach, the intestines that have been damaged. But that's another story for another show. The point is, superbugs, you no longer need to fear them. If you'd like to be a part of the show today, the phone number is 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Right now, I'm going to be joined by my dear friend Scott Kennedy with the Whole Food Living Food Update. He's from Pharmacy with an F and an S, SuperCVeg.com, another integral part of the Bell family in getting everybody well and the family keeping them well and talking about restoring the terrain. I can't say anything more than get your seaweed. Get it right now. Get it here. Hey, Scott, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you, Robert. It's my pleasure to be here as always. And, you know, I really like what Jonathan said earlier in your interview when he said, you know, they're wacky. And that's really the bottom line. They're just wacky out there. And the terrain in our bodies is built on pH and balance. And when we're pH balanced, as a Nobel Prize winning science said in the 40s, we can't get ill, we can't get sick, and we can't get cancer. So the acidic pH in our bodies is also tied to the high cancer rate. So, but that guy from the Allergy Institute, who says there's only two ways, you know, the mapping and testing and then new super antibiotics are the only ways, that just goes to show you that they're only going to have solutions that are pharmaceutical. They're never going to offer any kind of solution that's natural. And we as people in America need to get that really they are the superbugs. They are the virus.
Yep.
They are the problem because their antibiotics, not only do they create superbugs as the bugs become adaptive, but they also kill the terrain in our body that you always speak of, Robert.
Yep.
In other words, they abuse our own terrain and then they compromise our immune systems and then we need them more. So really, they're the bugs. As far as I'm concerned, I haven't been sick since 91, cold flu virus. I maintain my body and my flora with seaweed. But if people are ill and they find that they're acidic and they're having problems, they need these natural protocols that you promote on your show.
Yeah, well, we talk about the vancomycin-resistant microbes. We talk about MRSA. C. diff is now big. Now they're blaming something from New Delhi in India. I mean, what are the Indians going to do? And, 1.3-some-odd billion of them are going to go, hey, they're blaming us. You know, the point is we have created these microbes by the overuse and abuse of that which modern medicine, you know, the saviors of the universe, which they are not, have created. And so we're talking about like what you do is restoring the nutrients that are absent from much of the Western diet, giving rise to the microbes.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. In fact, I think that my simple philosophy is good bacteria live off good food, bad bacteria live off bad food. Now, we can't all have a good diet, so we need to put the flora in, as Jonathan was saying, and your Japanese doctor, you know, the good probiotics. But after we get there and after we get the balance, how do we remain there? We don't remain there by taking tons of probiotics. We remain there by keeping our pH balanced with food. Now, I just happen to believe in my own experience that good bacteria just love seaweed. And it's worked out for me and all my clients.
Stand by,
and people.
Scott. We're going to come right back and we're going to take it from the microbial world to cancer. And the fact that these same nutrients Scott Kennedy is mentioning are key in preventing the proliferation of cancer and the reversal. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Radio Show. Coming right back.
Nordic Naturals offers a complete line of omega-3s from fish in combination with omega-6s from organic borage oil and evening primrose oil. Involved in research and education, Nordic Naturals is the chosen brand for various clinical trials at accredited universities and research institutions. All of Nordic Naturals products are made exclusively from three fish species, Arctic cod, anchovies, and sardines, as they are naturally high in the omega-3 fatty acids EPA and DHA. Many of us lack essential fatty acids, or EFAs. Some of the early signs of EFA deficiency, fatigue, heart problems, immune weakness, poor circulation, and often depression. If you're one of the many Americans suffering from these symptoms, give Nordic Naturals a call at 800-662-2544 or visit them on the web at www.nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, the company that cares not only about you, but also the environment.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
Hello, everyone. This is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and carry products discussed on Robert's show, such as the Sovereign Silver, 100% whole food chromium and selenium that our good friend and health expert Chris Barr talks about. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12+. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that combines ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is required. Why is Probiotics 12+ the finest of its kind? It works, and works well. Call us toll-free 866-424-1077. We're here to help you. That's 1-866-424-1077. Or go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and stay healthy, naturally.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
We are going to hit the topic of even AIDS today in ways you've never heard it in the polluted, toxic mainstream media. But right now, countering the superbugs with nature, we talk probiotics, we talk silver, we're talking seaweed now, whole, organic, 12 strains, beautifully put together by my dear friend Scott Kennedy from SuperSeaVeg.com. And Scott, in addition to addressing the microflora and establishing the healthy terrain and pH that seaweed can do, we also have to look even further afield into the development of cancer, which also stems from the destruction of the gut ecology, as well as the lack of nutrients that come in once that happens.
Absolutely, Robert. You know, when you start your show and some of your previews, you know, Reagan saying government's not part of the problem. It is the problem. That's how I feel about modern medicine. I want to do a disclaimer. 10% of the time we're in accidents. We have emergencies. I've had 3 knee surgeries, but I don't think they're healing my liver when they're fixing my knee. So at the end of the day, high blood pressure, diabetes, cancer, Alzheimer's, coronary heart disease, and a number of other degenerative situations, we're going to them for, and that's a mistake because all they're doing is making our dying more comfortable. So when we get a pH imbalance in our body, all sorts of things can go haywire, including cancer. Cancer can only live pH, acidic pH in our body. We can't have cancer if we have a pH balance. So it's not just the bacteria is not just there for the bugs, or the healthy flora isn't there to keep the bugs down, but it's also all disease will remain away from us. Well, we're talking to an industry that gives us pharmaceuticals, and they're all 2.0 to 3.0. They're acidic. Their whole solution is acidic and will always be acidic. So that's why I say they are the superbugs to me. The more I stay away from them, the better. Now, when we move into cancer, let's see what happens with their genetic engineering, you know, the genome and what they've done with this great breakthrough.
Yes.
This is the latest for what the genome has taught our oncologists in the area of cancer. Preemptive removal of the breasts or ovaries in women with 2 breast cancer genes can sharply reduce the risk of contracting that cancer and dying. If a woman has already been diagnosed with breast cancer, a new study confirms this. So removal of the ovaries and the ovary tubes and the breasts is really going to reduce the risk of breast cancer by 2/3. And removal of the breast can reduce the breast cancer by 85%. And here's what the doctor says. He says, we already knew intuitively that removing the breast reduces the risk of breast cancer. Now, that's really intuitive, Doc. Oh. We knew that if we removed the breast, we'd have lower breast cancer. What do you think of that, Robert?
You know, if you, what, you have three breasts, how does it only reduce it by two-thirds? You know, what is happening here? I mean, you're right.
But for women out there, they think they're doing a good thing by waiting till you've had your family. And so this doctor intuitively knew that removing the breast, cutting them off when you don't have breast cancer, will reduce your risk of breast cancer. And this new paper, actually, this new study they just got, actually shows that and it proves that. So then we go to the next page and we say a vast majority of physicians recommend removal of the ovaries and the tubes and the breasts once they have completed, these women have completed their families, because there simply is no good alternative. And that is the single most important intervention we can do.
That's the single biggest.
There's the heyday of genetic engineering. Let's cut your breasts off. Let's remove your ovaries. Let's get in here and give you a mastectomy and just, you know, cut your ears and your brains and your heart out. It's, you know, Jonathan said it's wacky. I think it's biblically evil. I think
it's the evilest
empire in our world. And I think, you know, stay away from it. And the more you stay away from it, the healthier you're going to be. That's what I think.
Well, they paid for the study, or who did, U.S. taxpayers, and then they make this big lie that removing body parts prevents cancer. No, it doesn't. It removes the parts to have the cancer in, but cancer is still underlying these things, and it does nothing to address, as we've talked about this hour, critically, because the mainstream media falls flat. Its minions for Big Pharma fall flat in explaining this. They want you to be afraid, so you run for more drugs, and as you said with the study, just remove your body parts. It's butchery.
And listen to this. They say there's no other alternative. Here's six studies by Jane Tees, iodine, and David Derry. Iodine is an antioxidant defense against breast cancer. Selenium and iodine work against the development of breast cancer. These are abstracts from studies. Dietary seaweed, laminaria, and mammary carcinogenesis in rats. They stop the cancer with iodine and seaweed and selenium and seaweed. There's a number of different abstracts. There's over 15 studies I have. So when they say there's no alternative to cutting off your breasts, who are these people? I mean, you look at that and you say, wait a minute, why am I even going to... I need to stay away from them. And really, that's my message. It isn't just seaweed.
Yep.
It's stay away from these pharmaceutical mental midgets and their sorcerers, and that's what pharmacy means.
Yeah, well, I have a hearty and healthy amen for you, my friend. Man, what you have said, it can save thousands, hundreds of thousands of lives if taken to heart and applied, I'd say it religiously. Let's say it that way. Get the Super Sea Veg at SuperSeaVeg.com, SuperSeaVeg.com, and his number there you can reach at 800-893-8344, 800-893-8344. Free shipping if you mention my initials, RSB. I've got a sweet surprise for you coming right up after this break. Related to something, again, more propaganda to promote disease-causing organisms. Thank you, Scott Kennedy. Coming right back on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Want a bite?
I thought you loved me.
I do. Take two bites.
It's got high fructose corn syrup in it.
So?
Well, you know what they say about it.
What?
That. It's
That it's made from corn, has the same calories as sugar, honey, and it's fine in moderation.
You only brought one?
Get the facts. You're in for a sweet surprise.
Surprise! Surprise! Surprise!
Oi! Hey! Moderation, my aspirin! Oh, my gosh. The makers, from superbugs to sweet misery. High fructose corn syrup by a different name is just as toxic, just as dangerous. And yet, the makers of high fructose corn syrup all getting together, pulling some taxpayer money because of all that money they steal from the taxpayer to basically underwrite the growing of genetically modified, genetically engineered corn with loads of pesticides. And they're asking federal regulators to approve corn sugar as an alternate name. And of course, changing the name doesn't change what it is and what it does. We go back to Shakespeare and the name, you know, of a rose. But naming this differently, I call it sweet crack corn. That's my name for high fructose corn syrup. Some researchers say high fructose corn syrup has terrible health effects on the body. A Princeton study was released this year that highlighted some of these issues. The first test the Princeton team did was given two different groups of rats, different water. One was sweetened with table sugar. The other, that was about the soda content, if you will. One was high fructose corn syrup, right, like in a soda can. The group of rats that ate the high fructose corn syrup water, even in a smaller amount, gained a significant amount of weight, while the other group did not. It's not endorsement of refined sugar per se, but certainly a lot safer than the high fructose corn syrup, which is creating metabolic syndrome. You know, weight gain, diabetes, all of that, the lack of minerals in there, the lack of chromium, even worse, depleting the selenium in your body because of the heavy metals that are now confirmed to be present in the high fructose corn syrup. We got abdominal obesity. They say high cholesterol, probably in response to the inflammation that it's creating, high blood pressure. Many of these symptoms linked to diabetes and cancer. And yet they want to say, well, it's just corn sugar. It's okay. And watch the FDA approve it. Watch them. They'll probably do it. Duke University in March of 2010 found that increased consumption of high fructose corn syrup was associated with scarring in the liver or fibrosis among patients with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. Another study which compared high fructose corn syrup to sucrose in rats found that both caused fatty liver. Then we go to Harvard. I was just in Boston this week. Got to spend some time with my dear friend Liam Sheff. We'll be coming up next hour. We're going to be talking on the very controversial issue of modern medicine causing AIDS. That's right. Modern medical causes of AIDS. You will not hear this anywhere else. But the Harvard Medical School released a statement saying that fructose in large doses can increase the risk for heart disease, have an influence on the appetite hormones, and blunt sensations of fullness, and could lead to overeating. Basically, utilizing the high fructose corn syrup, corn sugar, crack corn, sweet crack corn. With studies and statements coming up from top schools in the country, the facts about high fructose corn syrup cannot be overlooked, and we don't overlook them here. So why do they want to change the name? Anybody? Bueller? No. It's obvious. Money. Think about this. A 1/10 of a cent increase in sweetener per serving would cost the Coca-Cola company roughly $122 million. Over $122 million. You want to talk incentive? The short story here is that high fructose corn syrup is cheaper due to sugar tariffs. That is you subsidizing the growth of genetically modified and engineered corn and corn farm subsidies. We can't go fully into that, but when we talk about corporatism, that is evil. Bottom line, the truth about high fructose corn syrup is coming out, and the industry is desperately trying to save its aspirin by changing the name to something more innocent and friendly. As I said, perhaps we can call them by other names. Diabetes juice. Hey, can I have some diabetes juice in my soda? Obesity syrup. Or as I said, sweet crack corn. Now, I'm getting a lot of emails, trying to get back to all of them. If you have not signed up at robertscottbell.com, that's where you go, robertscottbell.com. You sign up for the email alerts you would have had in your inbox by even yesterday or this morning. Some of the links to the show notes, the things that we're doing today. We've covered superbugs. Spread this hour that we've just done far and wide to alleviate the fear so you don't go running to the arms of Anthony Fauci so he can poison you with some even more toxic super drugs. The bugs, they were caused by the drugs. Modern medicine is guilty. Guilty as charged. You are the guys and gals that created the problem. You are not the guys and gals to bring the solution, except for the dear friends of mine in the medical community that know better and are doing their level best to correct the mistakes, the bad choices, or the corruption, the conflicts of interest that exist there. I've been getting some emails I mentioned. One of them was on vitamin D. There's some links to some vitamin D products on my website at robertscottbell.com. You know I'm not a big fan of the vitamin D supplements because not all of them are clean, natural. Even some of the so-called natural Ds out there are coming from lanolin, from sheepskin, some from pigskin. They never tell you. However, having said that, we know that what vitamin D does. I'd rather have you get it from sunlight, from fish oil, from cod liver oil, like from Nordic Naturals. As well as there is some D present, sunlight, if you will, present in the Super C Veg from my dear friend Scott Kennedy, superseaveg.com. Remember, when you check out to get that product, enter RSB. When you check out, you'll get free shipping. Thanks to Scott. I appreciate that. Also, so my point is that I want people, like a story I linked to on Facebook, if you're a Facebook friend of mine, there was a great 20-minute video out of New Zealand of a man that was basically given up for dead, comatose. They were going to pull the plug on him. Thank God his family didn't let that happen. And what did they do? They supplied mega doses of vitamin C intravenously. And you know I'm not a big fan of vitamin C therapy because it isn't truly a whole food. It's a pharmaceutical product of ascorbic acid. Yet it is pharmaceutical light. I don't argue against the existence of these options, these allopathic interventions. I want you to have the freedom to choose it. That's what's different about what we do here. Those on the other side, the pharmaceutical equation, don't want you to do anything about what we do. They don't want you to have any access to the information, much less be able to choose these things that I talk about here. And I want you to access, I want you to know that vitamin C intravenously can do some stuff. Like vitamin D can, although out for me would be only a short-term solution because it's a fat-soluble hormone. And long-term, it can create some problems overdosing on it. So be careful. We'll talk more about that in the future. But when we come back, we've got more, this time on infectious disease. No, the modern pharmaceutical disease called AIDS and the retrovirus called HIV, stuff you won't hear anywhere else. Liam Sheff, David Raznick, Kerry Stokely coming up after the break. The power to heal is yours. This is the Robert Scott Bell Radio Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.